Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. It is Monday, April 20th. Happy, happy place hemp day. Promo code BART, 25% off. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Carlos Ortiz will join us for a little bit here, as on Mondays we go live around noon, Wisconsin time, for the National Perspective Show. Carlos and I had a show together for a year and a half nationally, and now we don't anymore, but this is a good space for us to jump in and talk to each other a little bit and keep up, and also bring you the latest from a national perspective. I think the big thing that I'm focused on from a national perspective is my Buffalo Sabres. I'll talk about that, but the bigger issue, or the more important thing in sports right now, is the playoffs. NHL playoffs, sure. NBA playoffs, yes. Get into that kind of stuff. WrestleMania, don't need to talk too much about WrestleMania. Just did two shows on WrestleMania. If you are interested, a live show after Saturday, a live show after Sunday. Thanks to everybody that watched or participated, including dear friend Ryan Horvat, who was with me for both nights. We had thoughts. The Raw tonight should be interesting. Hopefully, they can regain their momentum. WWE, this is the thing with wrestling. They can give you a shit product for most of the night, and then they give you a pretty great match between Punk and Roman, and you're right back in and hooked. So we'll see how they move forward with that. Good morning to you, Mike. If you do want to chime in, I'll get a link up a little bit later. Again, Carlos Ortiz will be here for a little bit as well. Just came back to the Midwest to check out the Cubs-Mets series. Mets have lost 11 in a row. So it's funny. Everybody in Boston is turning on Caleb Durbin. Although he did. I've been watching this Red Sox game. Red Sox. Who the hell are they playing? Red Sox. Don't tell me, because I set a lineup for this and I was watching the Tigers. Jack Flaherty. Yep. Red Sox, Tigers. Tigers in a little different uniforms, so maybe that was why. But that game's the Patriot Day, so there's a game at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then you get excited. Hey, I get to watch a little baseball, and then there's no baseball until the night again. I do think, and I've seen a lot of people now jumping on this, and I'm happy to see it. I do think there needs to be a day baseball game every day. We have enough willing partners TV-wise where you could easily throw it on a streamer. Like, that's what the streamers should be for. The streamers shouldn't be for its opening day of baseball. Here's Bert Kreischer in McCovey's Cove without a shirt on. The streamers should be, all right, you want to watch a day baseball game? That's a bridge too far for the traditionalist, but this is streaming. We'll put a day baseball game on every time. And I would love on a Tuesday to go to the ballpark. And why do we have to do that just Thursdays? I would love even on a Monday. I would love it. So that could be where the streaming, like on Sundays, they were doing the, hey, we'll have a game early in the morning, but it's on streaming. And then you're like, I don't have Roku. And then you're like, well, I don't need a Roku. There's actually a Roku app that you can use without a Roku. I don't know. I just want more baseball. I just want more things during the day when I'm at home by myself. Now, I do have a West Ham game today, so I'm excited about that coming up. We've got Carlos Ortiz set up. Believe the volume's working. How you doing, buddy?
Let's find out. Can you hear me?
You sound great. Can you hear me?
I sound fantastic. I hear you perfectly fine.
Bort.
That means everybody can hear that.
So you've got somebody coming over in a little bit?
Yeah, he said he actually might be a little longer than he initially thought. So I got time. Don't worry about it.
To fix what exactly?
So there is a leak in my bathroom ceiling, and that leak has actually been there for quite some time. But they came last time, they patched it. You know, and I'm like, hey, dude, I can see mold. Like, you guys actually didn't patch it. You just patched the ceiling. The leak is still there. So, you know, I'm in there about half an hour ago. I'm doing my business, you know, my thing, if you will, THANG.
And are we pooping at the same time today?
Yeah, probably. You know, Stegosaurus. So all of a sudden I felt water in my back and I looked up and I'm like, oh, there's a hole where a ceiling should be. So, yeah, that leak decided to finally like break through the plaster that they previously did. And I'm like, guys, you got to fix this leak. Actually fix it.
Are you still moving?
I hope. I mean, I just saw the building manager slash landlord like a couple days ago. So the deal is, he's trying to give my wife and I this gorgeous apartment in a very nice neighborhood on the low. No paperwork, no broker, ooh, you know, like just trying to like hook us up because we've been pretty good tenants for this guy for like 10 years. And there's like 30 people, like 30 like apartments in his building. So he offered it to me first. He's just like, it's yours. But like full disclosure, I might sell this building. We're probably not going to get our asking price. So if we don't get it in a couple of weeks, the apartment is yours. Previously, the tenant was like a relative of his that had to move, whatever. So they're waiting to see if they can sell it. But I just saw him like 2-3 days ago, and he's just like, "Yeah, there's really no update. I'll get with you in a week." So we'll probably have a very short window to actually move, unless I can convince him to be like, "Hey, I don't want to pay until like, you know, June." But all signs point to I'm moving? Question mark. And I don't have to worry about this leak because I want to get out of this place anyway. But I don't know.
All right, Carlos Ortiz.
This is what the people want to hear.
Hey, so first off, how are you? Good to see you.
Hi, I'm good.
Second, how was your weekend?
It was fantastic, man. I always love me some Chicago. Any chance I get to go home. My wife and I thoroughly enjoyed it. No arguing at all whatsoever, despite, you know, the Mets getting that ass, you know, waxed, you know, belt to ass, as the kids say.
She's a Mets fan and you're a Cubs guy.
Yeah, yeah. So yesterday was probably the worst. Yesterday was probably the worst game for both of us because the Mets were up 1-0 the duration, the entire game. It took a ninth inning, you know, hit by Michael Conforto at the bottom of the ninth to tie the game. So I got annoyed because Devin Williams is on my fantasy team. So fuck me. He blows a save. And I'm like, you can't even just get the loss. Like, you're going to give me a worst case scenario and tie the game, like awful. So, and then obviously being excruciatingly painful for her because, you know, Nico Horner, why Mendoza pitched to him to begin with, hits the sack fly and Cubs walk it off with just the dumbest like sack fly ever. But it was great to see a sweep. She had a good time, all things considered. Was a good sport about it, took it on the chin. We had a great time. I hate that it was just so short. Like, it felt like we were there for a cup of coffee, and we really were. Friday morning, left Sunday morning.
The NL Central, by the way, the Brewers and the Cubs both 12.
Everyone's
over
500.
Yeah, both in last place at 12-9. Reds are 14-8. Cardinals are 13-8. Pirates are 13-9. Brewers have the day off today, and then they start a series in Detroit as Detroit's wrapping up their series.
That's why.
So how's she doing? It's 11 losses in a row for the Mets. I took them as my survivor team this week because that streak's got to snap.
Oh, you would think. A hot hand fallacy, man. At some point, you know, one of these shots is going to make it in. She sent me a very funny post that was sent to her. I'll actually read it right now for everybody since they can't see it. All right. The New York Mets. Payroll, $381 million. They can't hit baseballs. They're on an 11-game losing streak. Minus 24 run differential. I'm sure that number's not accurate. Does not bring joy. A bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll will cost you $7. It also cannot hit baseballs. It has never lost a game. Zero run differential. It does bring joys. I thought that was very funny, and that's how she's taken the losing streak so far.
I don't like that a bacon, egg, and cheese cost $7 these days.
Yeah, maybe in Manhattan, because I can go right down the street and it's got to be like $4 or $5.
Yeah, but even at like McDonald's, it's $6.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not going to equate a bacon, egg, and cheese to like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle or McMuffin or whatever the hell they call it. Although McGriddle slap. I'm just more of a sausage guy. If I'm going to go to McDonald's, I don't want bacon.
What's the difference with McGriddle? Do they have more syrup?
Yeah, so it's like essentially think of two like flapjacks, maple infused.
I'm not a syrup guy.
Or a sandwich thing. Well, then a McGriddle's not for you. You're not biting into actual syrup. There's like, you know, kind of like a syrup coating on the. I don't want to call it bread because I really just think they're kind of like genetically modified, you know, pancakes that are holding your sausage.
I stay away from waffles and pancakes.
What the hell's wrong with you?
My go-to breakfast order traditionally has been like a breakfast burrito.
I like a breakfast burrito, but like if you're going to like a diner, you're not ordering pancakes or waffles or, you know.
No, I've been going throwback. I just get two eggs over easy.
What do you mean by that?
That's awful.
No, and then you dip them with the toast and the hash browns and the
toast. You are so white. I forgot how white you are.
But I get wheat bread for toast.
Oh, yeah. Trying to watch your figure.
I get wheat bread for toast. The big news nationally, I think, football-wise, centers around you also with Dexter Lawrence being traded.
Yeah, well, that A.J. Brown trade isn't official yet, right?
I don't know what to make of that A.J. Brown situation.
All I know is it hasn't come from Diana Rossini's mouth yet. So, you know, once I heard a second source on it, I'm like, all right, now I can put some credence to it. But yeah, so, like,
so he's going to get traded, but not until June.
Right. It's weird. I don't know if it's like it has to be a dead cap situation where they're spreading the money out, because if it's a post June 1st, they can spread it over 2 years, the dead cap, as opposed to just hitting it up this next season. But like, I thought you could just designate the player like post one. I guess it can't be official till then, but it's very dumb. It's very dumb. I just want to know what they're going to get back. But
so they're telling everyone we're going to do a trade.
Right.
Well, they're not telling. It's being reported.
Right. Yeah.
Or it's being reported there's going to be a trade happening, but the draft is this week.
Yeah, so there won't be any draft compensation unless it's just like a kind of a wink, wink, knock, knock thing, which would be totally illegal.
You're not drafting for them.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, we want this guy when you guys are up, and then flip us this guy for AJ Brown. It doesn't make sense.
But then they have to go to mini camp, and they're not doing that.
No. So the legal thing that I think what's going to happen is AJ Brown will be traded for, you know, whatever picks are going to be next year, not this draft.
This isn't because I don't, you know, grind these kind of stories every day. This is something I've always liked. There's sometimes these stories will happen and I'm not interested in seeing the work. Like if AJ Brown gets traded, I'll react to that. But until then, this reporter says this reporter, and then there's the whole Rossini part of it. Like, I do not care when it happens. Absolutely. Tell me right now, do not care.
I care. Cause I want AJ Brown out of my division, and I don't see a world where the Eagles get better from any AJ Brown trade. So what did Sun Tzu say? Like, never interrupt your enemies when they're making a mistake. Exactly what the Eagles are doing. So I'm shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, but that's not going to last long. I know he's going to be reunited with Vrabel, but like AJ Brown, I don't even think
AJ Brown is this generation's Terrell Owens, where he will bounce around for a while.
But it's not even, I mean, yeah, but it's not. AJ Brown just seems like, it doesn't seem like he's causing trouble. It just seems like he's the kind of guy that's like conflicted about what he wants and who he is, and that's why he's running the social media.
This is just the Eagles saying, Jalen Hurts, we got your back, which I don't know how smart that is, but again, don't interrupt your enemies. Pay Jalen Hurts what he wants and give him a crap ton of really crappy receivers, because I'm totally fine with that.
I know everyone's like Jalen Hurts sucks now. He took you to two Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't want to go into the narrative that Jalen Hurts sucks. Certainly not. I don't think he's the reason that your organization has won the Super Bowl and, you know, and then played in another one. I don't think he's the reason. Like, he's not Patrick Mahomes, right? He's just not going to lose you games. He's good enough to get you to the Super Bowl. He's good enough to win you one. So I think the Eagles are, you know, smart to build around him. But once you start losing those ancillary pieces that are clearly, you know, the talent drivers, that's when you're going to start, you know, getting into trouble in it. That's why I'm like, I'm actually so stoked that AJ Brown will be leaving, because you know, he is a big time threat, although he killed me in fantasy a year or two ago. So, you know, sometimes real life is better than what this, you know, fantasy is. But again, I don't see how the Eagles benefit from this other than the fact that, you know, they're just kind of publicly siding with Jalen Hurts. I don't know if it's like the dreaded vote of confidence or kiss of death, but whatever. C'est la vie. That's life. But yeah. So hopefully that happens. You did want to talk about Giants, which is why I'm wearing the paraphernalia.
Carl's Place brings us Carlos Ortiz. Check out Carl's other way. Well, that you're pointing to Dan Shaney. That's good.
Okay. But on my mirror, in my screen, I'm pointing to right now, I'm pointing to Dan Shaney.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. See, here is where my Carl's Place is.
So you're saying it's here. Yeah.
All right, so I'll point here, but that's wrong. I'm pointing to Dan Shaney, who provides great quotes and insurance.
That's right. Give them a call. Also, it's 420, so special shout out again to Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off. Bart. I think part of the AJ Brown stuff is that it's tied up with Diana Russini.
It should be.
And I haven't talked a lot about that because I don't respect her enough to continue to follow the coverage.
Oh, yeah, no, I think she's lost all credibility. Like, I don't care what outlet she's going to latch onto next, what connection she still has. I'm just going to immediately assume that she's blowing somebody to get a story. I mean, when there's smoke, that there's fire. I mean, the Redskins then, you know, general manager's wife was accusing her of, you know, literally screwing her husband for whatever story that was. And then now the Mike Vrabel stuff comes out. I mean, what are we doing? I find your lack of brim disturbing.
I was getting shit on all weekend for WrestleMania wearing my brims, my flat brims.
Would you, before we get into Dexter Lawrence and all that, what'd you think about WrestleMania? Because it could not have been more Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah. The first night was terrible. Second night was better. Yeah. I saw somebody said, you remember the Attitude Era? This is the Attitude Era.
Ah, that's very good. Attitude Era.
I think like my biggest thing.
I didn't think it was as noticeable yesterday, though.
The two things that I think I were different opinions than everybody else were, I thought for a second when Roman stared at that title, he was going to be like, "I don't want this piece of shit. This was created because I had the other two. I just wanted to take it away from Punk."
Yeah,
that would have been kind of cool. And I think Brock was being set up to have a match with Gunther at SummerSlam. And I think he went into business for himself last night and said,
Gunther's not worthy. Yes, I agree.
If I'm going to be retired by someone, it's going to be Oba, and it's going to be right here at WrestleMania.
And I applaud that.
I hope so. Brock's always been kind of like, you know, I do what I want when I want. But then people are like, well, he's always going to chase the bag. I think doing what he wants when he wants is more important to him. I think he's done. Like, maybe he'll come back in Saudi or something, but I don't think he's facing Gunther ever.
I don't think so either. I think that ship has sailed. I think this is totally like, you guys want me to lay down, you know, a couple times a year for these kids? No shot. I love that they did the tail of the tape and they showed like Oba is Black Brock Lesnar. Like, other than reach, he has Brock Lesnar beaten everything, probably except for the fact that Brock Lesnar actually fights in real life. But I thought it was a fantastic passing of the torch. I thought it was a great call, and I'm with you. I think even if Lesnar were to stick around a little bit, you're doing is delaying the inevitable. He's on his way out, and is it really that much of a rub if Gunther was the one to kind of retire him at SummerSlam? He just lost to Oba Femi in WrestleMania. It's not, if he would have buried Oba, first of all, that would have been an atrocious decision. But if he would have beat him and then lose to Gunther, all right, maybe that's one thing. But no, you're not going to have him lose multiple times to guys that are not, you know, that don't have the experience that Brock does. So I thought this was the best decision. And I hope that creative and the writers and all that, if they were thinking about having Lesnar, you know, lose out to another two guys or three guys, whatever the case may be, I hope they just say, fuck it. You know, let's go ahead and write a new story. Gunther can go ahead and, you know, face Seth Rollins again or some shit. Like, I don't know. Let somebody else put Gunther over. He doesn't need it, though. He's boring. He already had the title. We don't care.
Did McAfee's show started already today? What did he say anything about it? Or is he,
you think I'm watching McAfee?
No, but that,
I'm not watching McAfee.
That, I don't think he's been on the show. Per the speculation, he's never going to be seen in WWE again.
Yeah, I heard something about that too. I believe that's a work.
Oh, here
it is. You're not going to go ahead and
here's McAfee
into. Oh, all right.
Yeah, that guy's a real deal, brother.
Yes, yeah, he is.
Is there a warrant out for his arrest here, though? Like, if he ever comes back to Indy
for what he did here?
Yeah.
I won't press any charges.
Okay.
That whole thing's done.
Respect. Okay. Water under the bridge.
Hey, all behind us.
We might have to.
The wrestling business just kind of rear view mirror.
All right. He says he's done with wrestling. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it. Total work.
I don't know. I don't mind him in wrestling. I don't like him being in that storyline and
he didn't need to be in that storyline. Jelly Roll didn't need to be in that storyline. Again, you know, that's TKO treating WWE like it's Sandbox. They're just going to play with their Transformers. It was a stupid call. And I felt like WWE recognized that was so stupid there because they were getting killed all over on social. So writing McAfee out early, even though he came back later in the match, was a smart thing to let the focus be on Cody and Randy.
Even though wearing a ref shirt doesn't mean he was a ref.
Right.
Not to be all technical about professional wrestling. I'll move on from that, though. Dexter Lawrence traded. The Giants now have 5-10?
5-10.
5-10.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams on Thursday night when this draft starts, which around here we haven't been talking about it too much because we don't have pick number one or a first-round pick, but the Jets, Giants, Browns, Chiefs, Dolphins, and Cowboys all have multiple first-round selections. The Giants at 5-10. For you as a Giants guy, do you think them having 10, like, is that going to change what they do at 5?
No, not really. It just gives them, another capital in order to plug a hole. I was initially conflicted about this trade. I was hoping to get a little bit more, but as I start to read reports and, you know, look in the rear view things, they had to do this. Dexter Lawrence did not want to be here under any circumstances. It never came down to money at this point. He totally dogged it last year. The ink wasn't even dry on the last contract extension that the Giants gave him. So he has 2 years left on his deal. Now he's got 3 because Cincinnati's extended him. But he didn't want to be here. He played like shit. He came to camp out of shape. He pulled a James Harden. He pulled a football James Harden on the Giants. He came in. He looked like straight up ass. Was never able to get right this entire season. And you know what? You don't want to be here? Go fuck it, scratch. You want to chase a bag? Good luck getting that from the Bengals, who are notorious for paying anybody, with the exception of Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow had to force the organization to pay Higgins and Chase. So, you know, good luck. You're not getting that kind of money from Cincinnati. That being said,
why didn't they just extend Hendrickson?
Right. I don't understand. I mean, so maybe the Bengals thought on defense is the way I think of a Giants fan in terms of Dexter Lawrence. The Bengals defense was fucking piss poor with Trey Hendrickson. They're like, all right, what are we going to pay you for? Our defense is just as bad. Maybe the Giants, and I actually applaud them. Maybe they say, you know what, Dexter, we don't need you. We've been losing the last 10 years, 15 years with and without you. Now that things are starting to finally settle in, we have our quarterback of the future. We have a competent head coach, you know, seem to have a pretty good coaching staff, and we're going to get some weapons in the draft. Malik Nabers, Cam Scadaboo, all that are going to be healthy. Now you want to bail coming off your worst statistical year? Dude, kick rocks. If we're going to lose, that's fine. We've been losing with you anyway. Go away. We'll take the number 10 spot. Listen, having 2 top 10 picks means absolutely nothing, because I've seen the Giants turn 2 top 10 picks into Evan Neal and Kayvon Thibodeau. So it's not like they're hitting 100% on first round multiple picks anyway. But when you have a distressing asset like Dexter Lawrence, who's making it vocal, making it clear he does not want to play for your organization, his agent did not want to negotiate with Joe Shane at all. Like, this had to go through Don Aponte, who's been there for a cup of coffee and Harbaugh, in order to try to facilitate some deal. Dude did not want to be here. I thought getting this pick, albeit I wanted a little bit more, if I could have gotten like a 4 for something, you know, some late pick, I would have done that as well. But give me 10 straight up, fuck it. We'll do a nice little reset and figure out the defense. There's not going to be any DTs in a tackle anyway, but if you can come away with some combination of like Sonny Styles at 5 and, you know, one of these receivers like Jordan Tyson, or, you know, maybe Caleb Downs if he falls and you want to get safety help, totally fine. I think it could wind up being these rare trades where it might be a win for both sides, but Cincinnati's defense is going to be ass with Dexter Lawrence anyway.
There was a mock draft that I saw in The Athletic, and there's a bunch of mock drafts, obviously.
Sure. Yeah, they're going to left and right. I still believe the New York Jets actually control this draft, but it's nice to have that second pick if you're the Giants.
So here is the top 10 that they mocked this morning, which is the Giants taking Jeremiah Love at 5.
That would be midnight, threat level midnight. I see that mocked a lot. I actually hate that pick, but I see it a lot, you know.
So this is just one mock out of 100, but I always reference The Athletic because I do subscribe. I've never paid full price for the subscription. I always find a deal or cancel. And I sign up to all their newsletters, so I get like 8 newsletters in the mail, and this is the extent of my draft coverage. Mendoza is going to go 1 to the Raiders.
Yep.
And then they've got, so Arvel Reese out of Ohio State, David Bailey, Texas Tech.
Those two guys I like flip-flop all time. Like, I could easily see Bailey going.
Yeah, I all I know is I was watching a Texas Tech game. It might have been the playoff or late Big 12, and I was like, who the hell is this guy? This guy's amazing. No. That was Bailey. Sonny Styles, another Ohio State guy. So if those guys go, if Mendoza's gone and those three, like, edge guys go, then what do the Giants do at 5?
Then I either think they're going to take the tackle out of Miami or trade back, which they still could do both. I don't know if the Cardinals are going to take David Bailey. I really think that they need offensive line help in the worst way. So yeah, that's where I think I can never pronounce his name. Magoy, the kid from Miami.
He's not on this graphic that I'm looking at. I don't fucking know.
He should be projected as a top 10 pick. Probably the other than Spencer Fannell, he's the best offensive lineman prospect that's coming out of the draft right now. So that's where I think the Cardinals are going to pivot. They're going to wind up taking that kid. Maybe they take Fannell, but if the mock goes the way that you see, where those four guys are gone first, Mendoza, you know, Styles, then I actually don't blame the Giants for taking Jeremiah Love. If at that point, I would rather trade back, get an extra asset or so. But if they want to go in with Jeremiah Love, he is without a doubt one of the best players coming out of this college football draft, regardless of position. So maybe they just subscribe to the full school of thought. They're like, you know, listen, we'll take the best talent. All of a sudden, the running back room becomes completely stacked because Tyrone Tracy is no slouch. And Cam Scadaboo, maybe you limit his reps and save him from killing himself and running into brick walls and goalposts. So not the worst thing in the world, but I would prefer that they spend these draft picks on defense or receiver.
Yeah, I don't have to do it for work. I do like the draft.
Yeah. And it's on Thursday. We're going to have fun.
Yeah. I'm not, this is by far the least involved or aware of who's going where, that I've been in 10 years. I won't do a draft show for the first time, probably in 10 years.
Don't have to worry about, credentials and, you know, sitting in an alleyway 800 yards away from the stage. You get to be like everybody else, watch it at home.
I don't know what I should have done better last year. Like,
I don't know if there's anything you could have done better. Where it became a complete shit show is once I knew that you and JR were going to do it where only you were on site, I'm like, this is a mistake. They needed to have both of you on site, and you guys needed a producer on site. Whether that was me or Hickey, I wouldn't have given a shit. But you needed a producer on site to flag down people, hey, talk with us, and you needed your co-host there. Then it just became, when he was remote and you were doing it, it was like, all right, we're just filling time here. It was good to listen, but you guys were just filling time.
I was at the draft in Green Bay, which there was no way I was not going to be. But I wasn't at the draft. I was in the building next door to the draft. I was in the Resch Center.
Very weird.
And what was worse was I was there with Westwood One, but they had like, so basically we had a giant room and they siphoned off like 15% of the room to make my own room. But in this other 85% of the room, they had every top 20 pick come and do an interview.
Yep.
So I'm sitting feet from Travis Hunter and the like. Should I have been more like, hey, actually, whatever, I need somebody. I need somebody. Should I have been more? I don't know.
Selfishly, I would like to go, but dude, you need.
I didn't know what, you know, my future relationship with Westwood One may or may not be.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it would have helped if you were a little bit more assertive, because when Westwood One was making all these cuts, they'd be like, hey, you know what? That Bart guy was there. And he seemed like a real go-getter.
Yeah.
He really wanted to talk to these draft picks. We should hire him. Let's talk to him.
Nope. I thought I was gonna be like on the fucking stage broadcast. I don't know what the fuck I thought. And then that was the night that I took that random girl home.
That's right.
I didn't take her home per se. I took her to her home.
Her home. And you did not enter her home.
She was wasted.
Washed.
Just like climbing over fences and shit.
And that was the best takeaway from your draft experience, because it's not like you talked to, it's not like you interviewed anybody. You and JR were talking like, oh, wow, look at this pick.
I thought I was going to get robbed. All she had was her purse, but I inspected the outline of the items in that purse to make sure.
You were in Green Bay. You weren't in Columbia. You know, like, she wasn't setting you up for like eight guys to come into your room and like take your stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. So again, the Packers don't have a first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, I would be checked out if I were you. Like, nope. I love all the casuals, you know, breaking down the draft. They should have gotten Carnell Tate from Ohio State. I can't believe they got Jordan Tyson. You know, how is Lemon dropping out of the top? All you filthy casuals, you're not breaking down anybody in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. So outside of the first round, nobody cares.
This is probably, I'm just looking at these guys that are projected to be mocked in the first round. And, you know, it's hard to know every like defender in college football. The sure. offensive guys get more love, but I do watch a lot of college football. I know a lot of these guys. I don't care who goes.
Yeah. Do we care what round Diego Pavia is getting drafted? You know, is Garrett Nussmeier going to go undrafted? I don't think we care. Like, you know,
well, we don't have the sexy Shadur story.
Right. Which that was a very sexy story.
Oh, it was great. We had weeks of content on it.
Yeah. Everybody knows Mendoza is going one. So it's just like, all right. Well, how are the Jets going to fuck it up? And that's not nearly as sexy as a story.
The guy we talked to that one time, Benjamin Robinson, I'm going to have him back on this week. I might have to, you know, go to ChatGPT to ask him fucking questions like that one person. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to ask him.
Oh, man, that's good. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm not breaking down day three tape. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing a national show five nights a week where I got to fill in content. I'm like, oh, I can't believe you took this guy out of Grambling State. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck is on this roster. I barely know who's like, outside of Peter Woods. I barely know who anybody that Clemson's sending. So, like, I'm with you, man. Like, I'm locked into the first round, but I've become a filthy casual. So, I'm
excited for the draft. It's just this time of year, like, I could do a Bartometer best sports month.
Sure.
But this time of the year, April, I think October right away. You know, November, April is loaded with shit going on. And then WrestleMania has never been this late. So I didn't watch as much as the NBA playoffs the first weekend that I normally did.
Yeah.
And then if I was watching another game last night, it wasn't NBA. It was the Buffalo Sabres that had an epic comeback.
What a comeback. Yeah.
Over the Bruins, which was great. And I've been reposting clips of that fan base. And I'm glad that we went to a game when we went out there to watch Packers Bills. I'm glad I got to a Sabres game. They played the Blackhawks the night before because I am a Sabres fan. I was talking to Horvat last night. He's like, you never mentioned them to me. I'm like, why would I? They've sucked.
In fact, their playoff drought was your fault. That's when you became a fan of them.
Yeah, and now they're back, and it's exciting, and there was, like, a collapse that normally Wisconsin sports fans have.
Yeah.
But I was the part of it from the other way, because Boston was up 2-0 with 8 minutes to go in the third, and then they just gave it all back, but, yeah.
No, good for the Sabres, man. Good for everybody in Buffalo.
I'm so much of a fan that I have them in my calendar. Here's my calendar for Tuesday.
Wow. All I see is
Daredevil Born Again.
What day it is, but
I tape. I have soccer practice. The Brewers play the Tigers and the Bruins play the Sabres.
And I wish I had your life.
This is my busy life.
Yeah. As soon as I get off the stream, I'm going to see what's up with that leak and probably play some video games.
Yeah, I thought your guy was going to be here.
I don't know what the delay is, but I'll figure it out.
Oh, shit. I'm just looking what I've got coming up in the next few weeks. Just a lot of Brewer games on my calendar. It's pretty much.
Yeah, I got a lot of Cub games because I somehow got Marquee Sports Network for free. So I'm just watching Cubs games on my phones instead of paying for anything. So this is great.
Are you saying Bruins? Yeah, I'm probably saying Bruins. Bruins?
Bruins.
I'm saying Bruins.
I was saying Bruins.
I've definitely said Bruins and not Bruins. Yeah, I did. I definitely did.
Football in the groin.
I was saying Bruins.
That's right.
I also wanted to bring up the Spurs.
Sure.
Who had a very eclectic mix of colors.
Yeah, man. I mean, good on them for spending the extra couple of cents on those t-shirt giveaways. So that was supposed to what? Mimic the Spurs like old logo? Like it was like it looked like what's the name of that ice cream with the vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate? The Napolitano? Sherbert? No, the Napolitano. You know, where all three are in the same.
Yeah.
So that was like the equivalent of what the Spurs were trying to do. They look like a Napolitano ice cream, but like different colors.
But it gets, you know, it was different colors in different shirt sections, and this has always bothered me. Like I say I don't want to tell people how to be a fan, but I do. And I do want people to be a fan like me. I want you to stand in big moments, and I want you to wear the fucking t-shirt. Okay? Sometimes the t-shirt is a little too small for my fat belly. But I put it on to be a part of something bigger than myself. And even Tim Duncan and David Robinson, they're wearing the t-shirts. But when you get, this is what I don't understand about the Wisconsin sports fan, if I may. The Wisconsin sports fan will tooth and nail defend everything that their team does. You got an alternate jersey that sucks? No, I love it. I'm going to buy one. You got a coach that needs to be fired? Well, until the Packers make that decision, I'm going to stand by what the Packers do for better or for worse. They are ride or die with their teams until they have to go to a building, physically put on a shirt of their team that is for free. They say, no, I'm being too embarrassed. I need my trucking company logo that my father-in-law runs. It's the only reason I got a job as to why I'm not putting on this t-shirt. I need to represent Osborne and Sons Trucking.
And sit on your hands. But Wrigley Field, by the way, people were getting up at big moments, clapping and willing the team on. So totally a Wisconsin thing where you're just going to golf clap at events and hey, down in front. I can't, based on what you said, I cannot go to Milwaukee or Green Bay because I'm going to stand up and like yell and, you know, actually be a fan. And if someone behind me tells me to like, hey, I'm trying to watch the game, I'll be like, well, that's your fucking problem. I don't want to get banned from Miller Park or whatever you guys call it.
Yeah. I was a little shaky. I didn't know if I would be, but it seems like I'm not banned.
Good. So your next employer will not have to worry about getting your credentials.
I might be banned from that part of the
state. Might be banned from the industry.
Dominic says, what about wearing a jersey to an event where that team isn't playing?
No, hate it. Absolute faux pas. I'm glad Dominic brought it up. Again, I went over the weekend to Cubs and Mets. My wife is a Mets fan. So she brought her, Mike Piazza jersey for one game, Benny Agbayani, a Hawaiian t-shirt or a button-down shirt, which got a lot of like, you know, Mets fans like, oh, that's so cool. She was in full Mets regalia. I was in Cubs regalia. That's appropriate. I saw a fucker twice with a White Sox jersey at Wrigley. The White Sox are not playing either one of these games. What are we doing here? It's like
that it's might like be different. It's in Chicago.
No, I don't give that a pass. I don't give that a pass. Here's another example: Yankees Mets couple years ago, there was some videos going around, you know, post game, people ribbing each other, and they got this guy in a Red Sox jersey on video. What are you fucking doing there? What are you doing there? So White Sox guy, no, read the room, dude. This is not about you whatsoever. The only one in a White Sox jersey, complete faux pas. Get him out of there. If you're wearing the wrong sport, like there was a guy in a Bears jersey at Wrigley, I can sort of maybe kind of give you a pass. I still think you're a moron. You should only be wearing the teams that are involved in your contest. That's how I believe that fans should be dressed up or wear neutral colors.
Wear when I went to the Cubs game neutral. With you, I wore a jacket and my West Ham hat.
Yep, neutral. That's essentially neutral because you are not a Cubs fan and they were playing the Pirates. I'm sorry, the Padres. You're not a Padres fan. You're a Brewers fan. So
this is my fit at the Padres game.
Completely fine.
Gray shirt.
You come with one of those two teams or you come neutral. You wearing any other league, any other team, city, whatever the case may be, no, you're wrong. I don't even like the Bears jersey at a Cubs game. I think that's stupid. The Bears aren't playing.
Now, here's my kid's neck, but he wore a Jackson Churio shirt at the Padres game. So he wore Brewers. What do you think about that? He's a six-year-old.
He's six.
And then my wife had a Brewers hat, and she's like, should I wear this? And I go, we're already pushing it with the boy wearing a Brewers shirt.
I would leave the hat at home, honey.
We can't go double Brewers. So I left it at
home. If they're not involved, faux pas. Don't do it.
And you root for the hometown team. Right? You root for the hometown. Except I didn't root for the Cubs last year. I rooted for the Padres.
No, yeah, but you were. In fact, you doubled down. You were even quiet for like most of the game. It was almost uncomfortable. You were like a true Wisconsin fan, where you were sitting on your hands. Everyone was getting up. You were in your chair. You were everything that you hated in that game.
But that was because the guy next to us was watching.
You had no interest.
The guy next to us was watching his portfolio when it was crashing last year.
I sat next to a guy. He was scoring the game. It was a completely opposite. I was like, oh, shit, look at this guy. This is Cubs Evan Roberts.
I was not going to wear a hat to the Padres game because I was going to buy a hat at the Padres game. I wanted this logo.
It is a very clean logo.
The circle, but all they were selling was the other logos.
Yeah, I don't like the other one. Like
If they had this, I would have spent up to $50 on a hat there.
Speaking of $50, man, I don't know if you saw this. I can't believe we're 1:36, so 36 minutes Eastern into the stream, and we did not mention the Major League Baseball Simpsons collaboration with Lids. There was a bunch of hats that were released.
I saw the Wrigley one, sick.
Yeah, the Wrigley one is fucking sick. The one with the clouds, I think that's the weakest of the three, but okay. And then they have Homer dressed up in this softball regalia when he made the Wonder Bat episode. They have that on like the classic royal blue Cubs hat. I would murder for all three hats. When I was in Chicago, could not find them, completely sold out. I've actually called a couple of Chicagoland Lids, all sold out, can't find them. I went to Lids earlier today. Just like, you know what? Let me check them all, see if they have it. They had two hats, one Mets, one Astros, the blue ones with the clouds. I'm like, I can't wear this shit. It's not my team. So now I'm thinking about to go on eBay and buy them for almost double the price. But yeah, if you could see, if you're watching on the Dan Shaney stream on the on the third hat to the right, that's the Cubs one with Homer falling back into the leaves. That meme that everyone knows. It's a fantastic hat. And I found out today, like some of these hats are like hyper localized. So like there's a Phillies one where Homer's eating the hoagie that he refuses to throw out.
Yeah.
Like that's a Phillies exclusive. The Ivy one for the Cubs. There was a Atlanta one that was exclusive with Kang and Kodos.
It's
kind of as a nod for ATL aliens, you know, the outcast stuff. So like I thought MLB, pardon the pun, they absolutely knocked this collaboration out of the park.
Is there no Brewers one?
I did not see a Brewers one. Now that you're thinking about it, I saw the Astros. I think every team had the clouds with the baby blue one with the clouds. I think every team was releasing that.
I think that's what we have.
And then I think other teams have gotten like more specific ones. So like there was a couple teams that had the Homer and the Wonder Bats, like the Ivy one going into the Cubs. So not everybody got every single design. I believe there's a Yankees one. There's a Yankees one where Maggie is this is Lady Liberty. So like I thought they did a great job. They are all completely sold out. Cannot find them.
See, I'm not buying this. I like the flat brim. You know I do.
I would buy it, in my team, of course. And then I would just curve the brim. That's what I do. But yeah, I'm a
flat brim guy.
I used to be a flat brim guy, but no, give me a good, nice curve one. I was looking on eBay for that hat. If I could pull it up right now, it dropped in price to $80 and then someone promptly bought it. I can get my size for $85, but I don't want to give you $85. Paying $55 is a fucking stretch, and that was the regular price. However, I did put in a bid, don't tell my wife, for that Wonder Bat one. So if the guy bites on that one, I will have to do it, but it is, look at that. Look at that. Oh, it's so good.
Bryn says fucking scalper bots.
Yeah, resellers are a fucking cancer.
Andy says, how is there not a Duff Beer Brewers collab?
Funny you mention that. Oh, I don't see it, but I do have a Duff beer around here.
Beer in a can?
Oh, it's a can, but I don't know if there's actually liquid in it. It might be a root beer or some shit. Yeah, I can't see it, so I'm not going to get up. But I have it.
Says Brewers don't get Simpsons collabs. They're focused on those awesome City Connect jerseys.
Wisco in 3.
And Dom says, now that I'm here and engaging with you guys, I want to let it be known the Chargers are always going to be from San Diego, and they're always going to stink straight up and down.
Listen, I think if anybody in the NFL needs to be forced to sell their team, it should be Dean Spanos. That was a fucking terrible move. I still believe they should be in San Diego as well.
Yeah, I didn't see any Chargers anything out there at all when we went.
Yeah, I mean, why would you? I mean, they uprooted and decided to be the second city in L.A. No one cares about the Chargers in L.A. Nobody.
Couple of breaking NFL news stories this hour.
Look at my Twitter.
The Dallas Cowboys have extended Brandon Aubrey.
Oh, good. Good for him.
He will be making $7 million per year.
Good. He had a great year. He was on my fantasy team. Did not commit to the championship. What are you going to do? But good for him, I guess.
He's now the highest paid kicker ever.
Gee, Woody Page is on a fucking thyroid here.
Woody Page is tweeting a lot of shit about a lot of things lately.
You and Woody Page are buds.
Yeah.
Woody Page is actually a buddy of mine, believe it or not. I can make that introduction if you like, but I just opened Twitter to look for breaking news. Woody Page has retweeted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things in my feed before I finally got to something that was not Woody Page. And then after that ninth thing, it was Woody Page, and Nick Friedell. That is my feed right now. And then Woody Page again.
Woody Page does not like our president.
He does not. I am up to 16 retweets of anti-Trump stuff. Jimmy Garoppolo, speaking of like, you know, pseudo breaking news, Rams free agent quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo considered their top option at backup quarterback. It's considering retirement.
Yeah, he wants to run off in the sunset with Diana Rossini.
You know what? She's going to be available pretty soon, so you could do worse. Hopefully he, you know, kept some of that money because he made $156 million in his career. So, wow. He's young, 34. Good for him.
Could you imagine being her husband?
No, because I'm not a cuck. I don't have a chair in the corner. I don't know how it hasn't come out that they haven't been divorced yet. He has no balls.
How can you have balls? She works in a profession with the most physically fit dudes in our planet.
Yeah, and then the one she's getting plowed by is Vrabel. All right, if you want to get slammed by Robert Saleh, honestly, I get it. You know, he looks like he could be, you know, your wife's yoga teacher. Fine, but like, if you're gonna get railed by Vrabel, like, no, at this point, you have no respect for me. Sala, Callahan, I'd get it. You know, Brian, not Bill.
What else is happening nationally?
Oh, we're still doing sports. Sure. Let me take a look here.
I don't know. I was going to bring up wrestling again before I let you go.
Yeah, no, I mean, please. That would have been the great thing. Cause other than draft, I really don't give a shit. I mean, do we care about Trent Williams's extension?
No, I don't.
I'm glad we don't have to fake sports anymore. I do care about it. Cause I totally don't give a shit that Jordy Fernandez, who had one of the fucking worst seasons as a Brooklyn Nets head coach, is getting extended. I don't care.
Oh, he is. Wow.
Yeah. Don't give a shit. I do care that the Bulls are looking to, to fill their front office roles, which makes sense. But
yeah, someone said they should hire Shams.
Fuck that. Although, you know what? People said F that when Leon Rose got the Knicks job. You know, maybe they know something we don't. I'd rather hire Woj if that's the case. See if he can move. See if he can move on from that Bonaventure. It's not like he's doing shit with them.
Him and Woody Page seem like they'd be buddies, from what I'm hearing about St. Bonaventure. Is that your guy?
That's my dog. I will find. I'll be. Give me 2 seconds.
Does your super want to come on? Talk a little Yankees. Is he a Yankees guy?
Israel speaks English.
Oh, he could translate. Get him on that couch. I just wanted to tell Carlos, but I'll tell everyone else instead. Like, I've talked a lot about my kid and watching sports with him and playing sports and him getting into it's fun and, you know, buying a pack of cards, and it's all very fun. But in wrestling, there is nothing that captivates him more than wrestling. And he knows all the guys and he loves it. I mean, you should have heard him telling my wife about, like, Javon Evans. He's like, she's 21. It's 21. Anyway, what's up?
No, I buzzed the door, so hopefully that person will see themselves in, and I'm just going to point that way. He speaks, like, 3 words of English, so I don't think jumping on the stream would be an option.
Well, we're going to wrap up anyway. I got to go grocery
shopping. Okay, cool. Okay, great. Night 2 was great. Night 1, fucking trash. Although I understand it was the right decision, I guess I would have liked to see CM Punk retain. I would have liked to see him retain it.
You guys do about as much planning for the show as the Pentagon did for the war in Iran.
I'm sorry. It's not a war.
Yeah, it's not a war, Joe.
Who's telling you that it's a war? Who's telling you this is a show?
Yeah, this is
a couple guys hanging out.
In the same way that
we're just doing a sports training exercise.
Yeah, this is a sports excursion. We are still spending billions of dollars to put this on. Believe it or not.
Yeah, you know, I may or may not open up my strait, but I haven't decided yet.
I may fucking send a B-2 bomber at that fucking dog if he doesn't shut the fuck up.
Want to see him? Come here. Let's show everybody the dog. Computer, lift.
Hey, bud. I always forget his name.
Petey.
I was going to say Oscar.
Who the fuck names their dog Oscar?
I think Rami's dog is named Oscar.
You want to say hi?
Petey! Petey!
Yeah, so I have headphones. He can't hear you.
You embarrass me in front of Vanessa. I don't know. All right. Carlos, always good to see you.
Oh, a pleasure. I'm sorry that I robbed everybody of 13 minutes as I go to open the door. But I'm pretty sure you all had enough of the dog and WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And Dexter Lawrence.
Good to see you. And thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.